You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is our newsmaker of the day, local art advocate, BZ Smith. Good morning, BZ.
Good morning, Mark. BZ, it's good to see you again.
It's very nice to see you again. It's been a long time. We're going to talk about something serious this morning, an event taking place this Friday evening downtown Sonora at Courthouse Park. It is called Orange Shirt Day. This is the very first time Orange Shirt Day has taken place in the foothills of the Sierras. So I need to know all about what this event is.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you about this because it's very near and dear to my heart. Orange Shirt Day, in our community, we're also referring to it as the opportunity to honor the courage of the children who were the victims and survivors of the Indian boarding school system. I don't know how much you know about that time in our history, Mark, but it is a period of history that I believe all of us, no matter what, should study and know about and understand the way that this basically 250-year period sort of tore through the fabric of many, many generations of families and communities. Until about the late 1970s, the schools were directed by law to have their primary focus be on suppression of culture. Now, in the modern era, let's say from the mid-60s on, that slightly changed. But prior to that, there was a very concerted effort to erase Native people of their indigenous culture. Children were not allowed to speak their languages. Anything that they brought with them from home was taken away from them and destroyed, including their clothing. And, of course, we have all heard the stories of the hair that got chopped off immediately. And they were also not allowed to do anything that was relevant to their cultural identity. So it was a very incredibly repressive event for these families. The children were, not only were they taken away from their families, but many times the parents didn't even know what was happening. Soldiers would show up at the reservations and they would round up all the children and start marching them away from their parents. The children had no idea where they were going most of the time. They didn't have a clue. And this started with children as young as 4 years old.
The boarding schools existed in California?
Oh, yes. There were 25 boarding schools in California. The largest in California was Sherman Institute in Riverside, California.
Tell me this, BZ, with the word survivor, did death occur at some of these schools?
Oh, my gosh. There were hundreds of deaths. The victims that are mentioned are the ones who never made it home. Just in the last 4 or 5 years, over 400 graves have been discovered that were unmarked graves in both Canada and in the United States. There were over 3,200 children who died in the Indian boarding school system. Most of the deaths that we talk about today are children who died from about 1860 up until as recently as 1974, 1979.
Well, that's uncomfortably recent.
It is.
Tell me about the term orange shirt.
Thank you. The orange shirt is based on this one child's story. A little girl in the 1970s, her name was Phyllis Jack, was going to school for the very first day. Her grandmother and her mother had both gone to an Indian boarding school, mission school in British Columbia, and now she was going to the same school. She lived on a reservation, but all the reservation children were sent to this school, at least by first grade. And so the night before her first day of school, her grandmother gave her a gift of a beautiful orange shirt that was made of satin. And she was so excited. She got on the bus in her orange shirt. The minute she got to the school, they took everything away from the children. They ripped that shirt off of her and threw it away, and she never saw it again.
This Friday evening, Orange Shirt Day, what would you like people to bring?
Well, the most important thing to bring is your reverence, your kindness, your ears and your willingness to treat this as if you would any dignified memorial service. That's our goal. And we also are recommending that you bring a folding chair because it's a two-hour ceremony at the park. We want you to be safe, so bring a flashlight so you don't trip over anything. And if you want to bring a bottle of water, do it. We recommend that you do wear a mask if you wish to. And if at all possible, if you've got an orange shirt, wear it. If you don't have an orange shirt, stick an orange ribbon on. If you don't have an orange ribbon, just come and think orange.
Who's behind this?
The tribal councils of both Chicken Ranch, Rancheria, Miwok of California, and the tribal council of Tuolumne, Miwok of California. Those two governances of our sovereign nations that are inside of our community immediately step forward to be a part of this. So we have a Miwok woman who's going to be leading a drumming group. We have Stephanie Beaver Guzman, who is on the faculty at Columbia College and is a member of Hoopa Valley Nation. She's going to be our officiant, so to speak, sort of our master of ceremonies. And then we have two tribal elders coming from far, some distance. One is Pitt River Nation, and the other is a member of the Cato Tribe of Laytonville, California. We'll be speaking about their experiences with the boarding schools.
It's a sunset memorial ceremony at Courthouse Park in downtown Sonora this Friday evening from 6 through 8 p.m. Yes. Beezy, our time is short. Is there anything else you would like to add?
We're just so grateful to all the people who have expressed love and support for this, and a lot of people who have said, I don't know anything about that. So this is a chance to learn.